Blog Talk Radio.
Has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, and God bless you, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, July 31st, 2022. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, and I'm blessed to be the servant leader of this assembly. But as always, I am joined by some phenomenal anointed servant leaders in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, our beautiful speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Gladys McGee, Bishop Lester Carver, and of course, the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning's service, and we pray that you will hear something that will uplift your spirit and truly bless your soul. We will now go to opening prayer with Minister Gladys McGee. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, Father God, Lord. We're thanking you for another morning that you have given us, Father God, Lord, operating in our right minds, Father God, able to move our limbs, Father God, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the many things that you have done for us, Father God, the prayers you have answered, Father God, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We just so thankful this morning, Father God, Lord. We thank you for another day of fellowshipping, Lord Jesus, Lord. Lord, let this word go through, Father God, Lord. Let it touch and minister hearts and souls, Father God, change minds and lives, Father God, on today, Lord. Uplift someone, Lord, that's feeling low, Father God, Lord. Let them know, Father God, that you are the Father of peace, Father God, Lord, and comfort, Father God, on today, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for all you do, Father God, Lord, and how you're doing it, Father, because we know that it's for our good, Father God, Lord. Just thanking you, Father God, Lord, for the newcomers that's going to come today, Father God, Lord. We thank you in advance, Father God, Lord, for what you're going to do in this ministry on today, Father, Lord. We ask, Lord, that it be decent and in order, Father God. No hiccups, Father God, Lord. There's no room here for old flathead, Father God, Lord. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you anoint it, Father God, Lord.
Been a lonely kid. necessary piece of, so break it down a little bit.
And glory to God. It is now time for our meditational reading for today. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the beautiful mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and read to us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled, Destined to Reign. So at this time, my brothers and sisters, you can retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of this church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Good morning again, everyone. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or far. The meditational reading this morning is entitled, God Has Seen Your Future and It Is Good. We'll be looking at Isaiah 54, which reads, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtain of your dwelling. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. You know, at the end of 2004, during one of Pastor Prince's services, the Lord told our church that I, your God, have gone ahead of you, and I have already been to your future. I have seen it, and I declare that it is good. Although the words was given through me to our church, I believe that it is not only for our church, but also for every member of the body of Christ. I tell you, when God declares your future good, it will be good. It will be filled with many wonderful. So what do? When the Lord tells you that you are going to have a good future loaded with his blessings, you prepare for it. In other words, before the blessings come, before the increase comes, he wants you to enlarge the place of your tent and stretch forth the curtain of your dwellings. For example, if you are believing God for a child, start reading books on babies and preparing the baby's room. In fact, prepare to have more than one child. Start looking for a bigger place for your family, for God says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Get ready for expansion. My friend, God wants you to get ready and favor and increase in the days ahead, that you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. You can read that in verse 3 in Isaiah. Because God has declared your future good, know that you stand on favored ground today. Expect good things to happen to you. Expect to see the favor of God on you and your family. Expect the blessings and increase of the Lord. Expect many good days to show up in your life. May the Lord add blessings and favor upon the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. And the thought for the day, get ready for expansion, because the Lord has been to your future and he declares that it is good. Amen and glory to God.
You know what? I've been looking for somebody. Not just anybody.
Hallelujah. Yes, they do.
Lord.
The prayers of the righteous availeth much. It is now prayer time. Once again, here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we as a family come together. Hallelujah. And we just stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. Hallelujah. We pray expecting God to move because we believe that he is able. And we know that when the Lord abides in us and we keep our hand in his unchanging hand and we abide in him, we can ask whatever, what we will. And the Father says it shall be done.
Yes, sir.
So right now, prepare your hearts, your minds, and your spirit to stand in agreement.
Thank you, Jesus.
With the man of God of this assembly, Bishop Lester Carver,
Jesus,
as he takes us now to the throne of grace, according to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Bishop Carver, please come forth.
Hallelujah, Apostle Cook. I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, for all of your favor and all of your blessings, God, that you've given us today. Father, I thank you for your presence in our life, God, and I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Keeps us within your favor and keeps us constantly prepared to serve you and please you and trust you and obey you, Father. Thank you for you giving us a in continual communication with you as we learn to pray in the Spirit at all times, as we learn to stay in your presence and come before your throne at the secret place that you prepared for us so that we can be in a place of safety, in a place of security, in a place of privilege and praise with you, God. Father, allow us to meditate upon your word continually so that we can be in full view of your will for our life, and we can understand your purposes at a higher level, God. Allow us to be more intentional. We do for you, God, so that you are our focus and not others, so that we are not distracted by the cares of this world, God. Allow us to learn to live free so that we can be available for you. Allow your presence to be enough in our life so that we can be content at times. Allow us to be blessed in that contentment so that we are always at peace and we are always joyful in what we do for you because your presence is enough, God. Father, we thank you for you being present in our life, God. We thank you for you having chosen us before the foundations of the world to be your children so that we know that we're never alone, so that we know that you have called us to prevail and succeed in all that you have called us to, and that you cause our hands to be blessed in all that we do, God. Father, I thank you for you drawing all men, women, and children that you've called to be in relationship with you through us and all that we do for you. Allow us to be intentional about drawing those people to you. Allow our lives to be those living epistles so that people can see the word of God in action in all that we do, so that your love is experienced by all who we come in contact with, God. Father, I thank you for your goodness and your graciousness in our life. I thank you for your mercy abounding toward us and for you giving us the humility that it takes to receive that mercy, knowing that it is the only thing that qualifies us to stand in your presence, God. Father, I thank you for teaching us to extend that same level of mercy and graciousness to others so that they too can experience your love and your grace and your mercy through us as we give and extend that love and grace and mercy to others, God. Father, I thank you for the word that goes forth today, changing and impacting someone's life in a way that allows them to come to you quickly, God. Father, I thank you for you allowing those to come to you for salvation. Father, I thank you for you allowing those to come to you for deliverance. I thank you for you allowing those to come to you for assurance. I thank you for you allowing those to come to you for encouragement. And Father, I thank you for you allowing those to come to you for direction as a result of what they hear today, God. Father, I thank you for everyone on this line being blessed today. And Father, I thank you for you making your desires known to them and allowing them to come in agreement with your desires so that they can become their desires, so that those desires can be realized in the earth today. I thank you for this right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you,
Amen. Glory to God. That was all right there. Hallelujah.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you hear me when I call. It's true, you are thinking of me. How you love me is amazing. So amazing. Lord, it's so amazing.
It is now time for this morning's message.
And this morning, it blesses my soul once again to introduce to some and just bless others with our anointed speaker of the hour in the persons of Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, Apostle Zeta is the founder, the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California, where she operates a fivefold ministry. She is an advocate for those with no voice. She is present and active in her community. She has a heart after God's own. And this morning he has given her a word. So I want you to retrieve your Bibles if you have not already done so. And if you're listening to us via the computer, you can go to BibleGateway.com and follow the instructions of our speaker. So right now, get something to write with and write on, and please receive our anointed speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Hello, and God bless you all. God bless you this morning. Praise God. It has been a blessing just hearing all the praise songs that have gone forth as well as the prayers that have gone forth, because they are so meaningful. Praise God. I thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to have just a brief word of prayer before I begin. Father God, I come to you humbly before you because I know how great you are and how good you are to us, all of us. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you will word my mouth, that you will give me exactly what you would have me to share on this morning. I pray that your anointing power will go forth and touch, that it will bless, and that others will turn towards you to accept you into their lives and to live for you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Well, the title of the message today is Who is Your Neighbor? Praise God. Hallelujah. And then thinking about a neighbor, you know, we often think about somebody that's really close to us, somebody, a friend, our next door neighbor. Praise God. But we're going to expound a little bit more on what it means to be neighborly and who our neighbor might be.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when it comes down to our neighbors, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, or reflecting on Jesus, we're not limited. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
In the neighbors that we serve or the neighbors that we love. Hallelujah. It goes out farther than that. Hallelujah. I heard Mother Mitchell in her words this morning for us. I heard the word expansion a few times. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. That is a word for today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Expansion. Hallelujah. God intends for us to expand. God intends for us to reach out. Hallelujah. Praise God. He expects us, hallelujah, to build relationships. Praise God. Hallelujah. He expects us to increase our love, hallelujah, for one another and others, hallelujah, that we don't even know. Praise God. And even down to our enemies. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to share just a little, and then we're going to go into the Word of God, because I know that the Lord is speaking to us this morning. Hallelujah. I know that God has instilled value in us, but we also need to know that he expects us to instill value in others. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. And to see others as he sees them, no matter what, no matter whether they're lacking, no matter whether they're still in their sins or whether they're doing things that are not in the will of God. Hallelujah. His love still reaches out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he is expecting us to do the same. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. He uses us in restoring others. Praise God. Hallelujah. He uses us in making a heart change in others because he has made a heart change in us. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think about the passion, hallelujah, that Jesus had and has. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think about some of the ones, especially the prophets in the Bible, how Jeremiah was compassionate. Hallelujah. He was so deeply passionate that he actually was a weeping prophet. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then today we're going to look into Good Samaritan did and how his passion caused him to go farther. Hallelujah. How it caused him to go the extra mile. Praise God.
Yes, amen.
And also to touch our own hearts that we can see where we are today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are we really willing? Hallelujah. Are we really compelled by the Spirit of God? Hallelujah. To go forth and do the things that Jesus did and the
yeah.
example of the Good Samaritan. Hallelujah. And how he took the extra miles. Are we willing to go the extra miles? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, I want to share with you that this message comes out of a parable that Jesus was teaching. And this parable was to get our attention. A parable is a story of something that, well, Jesus used parables, many, and to get the attention of mm-hmm. of an importance that he was trying to allow us to see, a bigger picture, in other words, of what he wants us to do, what he wants us to see, hallelujah. And what he wants us to continue in and to do, the things that he has placed before us to do, the people that he puts in our pathway, hallelujah, that need to know him, that need to feel his presence, that need to be cared for, that need to be loved, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we're the ones.
Yeah.
that he's expecting to go forth and show his great love to others. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we know that Jesus moved with compassion. Hallelujah. Where are we in our compassion? Hallelujah. Do we show forth our compassion? Praise God. Are we passionate enough to put ourselves aside, hallelujah, for the sake of another? Do we see the value in others? Praise God. Or do we just try to see value within our own selves? Are we selfish? Hallelujah. As the Levite was and the priest. Are we only considering ourselves? Hallelujah. Even when we are faced with the needs of another? Where are we in all of this?
All right, well, I'm going to go to the scriptures now. Okay, I'm going to go to, we're going to go to Luke, the sixth chapter. Praise God. Second here. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Take your time, Apostle. Take your time.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to go somewhere else, but I'm feeling led to go right into
it. Hey, let the Lord use you.
Amen.
Let him use you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Luke, the sixth chapter. I'm sorry. The fifth chapter.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Just a moment.
Thank you,
just
Jesus.
Just a moment.
It's all right. He will work it out.
Yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name,
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We were just supposed to take a praise break. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm sorry. I do have something in this book six, but let's go to the 10th chapter. Hallelujah. Sorry about that.
Okay. All good.
Okay, I'll get to the other one later. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Luke 10, and let's see. Okay, Luke 10, the 25th verse through the 28th. And it says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest that? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor. Praise God, as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus always has an answer. And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by him on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at that place, came and he looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host of the inn, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee, which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? Hallelujah. I think we all know the answer. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That it was the Good Samaritan.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this story, parable, hallelujah, that Jesus taught was a very, very special parable. Praise God. Because this parable should get the attention of anyone, hallelujah, that is a child of God, hallelujah, that knows God, that loves God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we can see all the things that happened here. This man was a Jew, and I'm not going to go into all the differences right now and the racism and how the different ones felt at the time, but I want to go more into the story that Jesus has set before us to really get the heart of the message that is speaking to us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so this man was stripped, hallelujah, of his clothes. Hallelujah. Not only was he stripped, but he was also wounded. Hallelujah. And the one that did it, of course, departed, leaving him half dead, as the scripture says. And then we know that there was a priest that came through, hallelujah, and he saw the man. But evidently he crossed the street, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he ignored him. And then likewise a Levite, hallelujah, when he was at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side as well. But then here comes the Samaritan, hallelujah, the Good Samaritan, as he journeyed, praise God, hallelujah. Well, I want to say right now, right here, we all are on a journey, praise God. What we do on our journey is what really counts. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And what we're led to do on our journey, while on our journey, really counts. Hallelujah. And our leading comes from God. Our leading comes by way of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And when we really know God, and as we have shared before, that in knowing God is knowing God through the scriptures, knowing God by getting into his word, meditating on his word, sharing his word, applying his word, doing his word, praise God, will help us, hallelujah, to display the characteristics of Christ, hallelujah, to be more like him, because through the word of God we learn to be more like him, praise God, but also to share his goodness, his mercy, his grace toward others that he has toward us, praise God. Okay, so in this passage, we see that, you know, there were some that didn't care, all right, and we're going to see that all through life. They're going to be those that are going to have differences, racism, and so forth. And others are going to look down on other individuals because they aren't where they are, or, you know, are there without. Many people look down on people that don't have.
Come on, make it plain, Apostle. Amen.
They think of themselves as being more proud, you know. They're not humble, praise God, because they feel like I'm way up here and you're down here.
Yeah.
And I don't see you, and I don't have to see you, and I don't have to do anything for you. Well, that's a
Amen.
Really bad attitude. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because as we know, Jesus was not like that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in this story, we see the Good Samaritan doing what Christ would do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He saw him. He didn't pass him up. Hallelujah. He was moved with compassion. He was passionate enough to do all the things that were necessary for this man. After all, this man was injured, left half dead, praise God, without clothes. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, no doubt, bleeding. Hallelujah. And all of these things. But this man, Good Samaritan, looks at him with compassion. He bounds up his wounds. He puts oil and wine into the wounds. Hallelujah. And I'm sure the oil was to soothe it, soothe the wounds. And then he takes him and he puts him on his own beast,
mm-hmm.
which probably didn't leave room for him to ride. So he walked. And he takes him
yeah.
to this inn, which I consider like a small hotel. And he took him in there so that he could be cared for further. And then this 35th verse says, and on tomorrow when he departed, so he actually spent the night, all right? And he also took out his own money. And he gave it to the host. Hallelujah. And he asked that they would take care of him. And he went further than that. And he said, whatsoever you spend on him, much more, or more that you would spend on him, he says, when I come again, I will repay thee. Hallelujah. Now, this was a man that really cared. Praise God. And for us, if we really, really care and we really love Jesus, we're going to love his people. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
And
amen.
When the
amen.
Lord puts certain people in our pathway, we're going to see them. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to see them. And not only are we going to see them, but if they're needy, we're going to see the needs. Hallelujah. We're going to feel the needs. We're going to feel the hurt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And not only are we going to have pity, but we're going to go farther than that. Hallelujah. And we're going to help in whatever way we can.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I know now from experience that while we're on our journey, we're going to see many things. We're going to see the very things that God would have us to take stock of, to assist with, to use our own substances, our finances, our clothing, our food, our shelter, or whatever he may lead us to do. And in doing
right.
so, we're going to show forth his mercy and his love and his grace and praise
yeah.
God. And the ones, the recipients are going to see and they're going to know that. Hallelujah. And they're going to know that Jesus loves them. They're going to feel the love through us. They're going to feel his presence through us. Hallelujah. They're going to know that he's real because of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when we're on our journey, whatever things we're faced with that God wants us involved with, he's going to supply. He's going to meet the needs. We won't have to worry. We won't have to be concerned. And then when I'm thinking of the Good Samaritan and how, you know, he had everything that he needed on the journey. Praise God. The Lord knows ahead of time what we're going to face, who we're going to meet.
Yes, he does.
Who we're going to need to reach out to. And he's going to supply us with the needs, with whatever the resources are. We're going to have them to meet the needs of the stranger, the neighbor, hallelujah, whoever we may meet. It may even be our enemy, praise God. But God is going to supply us with what we need, hallelujah, to take care of the situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in doing good, we're going to be faced with opposition. Praise God. We're going to be faced with obstacles. We're going to be faced with some things that will attempt to hinder us, put us down. We're going to be talked about even in our doing good. And we just need to know that we just need to continue in love, hallelujah, and do the necessary things that need to be done in spite of. People are going to talk about us even while we're doing good, or even try to persuade us not to help a certain person or a certain group of people or those people. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're going to try to persuade us not to do the very things that we know to do. But the Bible lets us know that when we know to do good and we don't, it's a sin. Praise God.
Yes.
So we have to be careful not to listen to negative remarks. Praise God. That we pay more attention to what the Lord is telling us, what he is speaking. Hallelujah. How the Holy Spirit is leading us. Praise God. And when we do that, when we rely on the Holy Spirit, we're more able to stay focused. Praise God. And then depending on his word, hallelujah, having faith in the things that we're to do. Praise God. And continuing in the word, continuing in our faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God's love is passionate. Praise God. Ours must be also. Hallelujah. So the more that we grow in God, the more passionate we become. Hallelujah. And we also need to know that when dealing with others, hallelujah, in the body of Christ and dealing with others that have needs, praise God, those that we're going to meet that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we're to know what to do, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
praise
mm-hmm.
God, and also know that we are going to suffer sometimes, hallelujah, that we're going to bear other people's burdens sometimes, that we're going to have to endure, that we're going to have to become more patient and more loving. Hallelujah. It's not going to always be easy to do it. But God is with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in talking about the obstacles that we're going to face and some of the things that roadblocks we're going to run into, even in our attempting to do good, hallelujah, we must recognize the enemy and know why we're having opposition. Praise God. Because the enemy doesn't want us to win souls. Praise God. He doesn't care if we don't reach out to those that have needs and do the necessary
Amen.
Things for them. praise God. But we have to, you know, move beyond that. And, you know, we have to do our spiritual warfare. Praise God. We have to put on our whole armor. We have to be dressed to face the enemy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
With the armor that God has given us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In Ephesians 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that will help us to do the necessary things that we need to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible tells us that we can tread upon scorpions, hallelujah, and serpents, praise God, meaning that we can get through anything, hallelujah, because God is with us, hallelujah, because he has given us not carnal weapons that we may have used to fight with in our past times, hallelujah, before we really got centered in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, and totally surrender to him. But he has given us divine weapons. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's given us faith. He's given us prayer. Hallelujah. Love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can stand. Hallelujah. We can be unmovable. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can go forth in power and do the things that God has given us to do because he has empowered us to do so. Praise God. And
yeah.
So we don't have
yeah.
to lean on our own understanding because we have a better understanding because he has given it to us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So as we go forth, hallelujah, showing mercy, showing empathy. Hallelujah. Feeling what another is going through. Praise God. Because
mm-hmm.
that's how Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, anyway, who is your neighbor today? Praise God. Who is your neighbor? Praise God. Hallelujah. We know that God has given us examples, praise God, of loving those, hallelujah, who are not our friends, praise God, hallelujah. But he is letting us know through this passage, again, in many passages, that we should love everyone, even
yes.
our enemies, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Unlovable.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're gonna be faced with some victims. We're gonna meet victims. Hallelujah. And I know we do. Hallelujah. What are we gonna do? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna look to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's leading us as to what to do? Or are we gonna see it being too difficult or the person is too sick or the person is in too much trouble or whatever. How are we going to look at the situation? Praise God. Are we going to be neighborly? Hallelujah. To the one that we don't know, towards the one that doesn't look like us or speak like us. Hallelujah. Or live where we live. Hallelujah. How are we going to entreat them? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the one that has nowhere to go? Praise God. And I think oftentimes, you know, we feel like we can't help, or maybe God has not called us to that, or whatever. Praise God. I just believe that, you know, when we're surrounded by or close to someone that is in need, I think that if we really love God, we're going to think about what can I do, first of all? How can I help? Because even if we can't do anything but pray, that's helpful. praise God. Very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Very
yes.
helpful. Because prayer makes a great difference. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we can pray. Hallelujah.
Changes things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Maybe
you,
we
Lord.
Don't have everything that that person needs at the time, but what can we render?
Yes.
What can we give? Hallelujah. So we need to be mindful, hallelujah, that, you know, we need to be more like the Good Samaritan in this passage today, hallelujah, that we should, you know, really be careful as to how we entreat others, what we say to others, how we say it, be a good listener. Hallelujah,
yes,
because
Lord.
That's how we
Thank
learn.
You, Jesus.
Praise
mm-hmm.
God. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We must serve others. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Do you know that when we're serving others, we're serving God?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
That's
yes.
how we bless God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
He has everything. Hallelujah. So it's not. We can't give him any tangible things because he owns it all. Hallelujah. He owns us.
Amen.
But what we can do is serve him by serving others and doing the things that we do for others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then God is pleased with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Love God. Love your neighbors. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because he also loves them. Hallelujah. He loves all of us. Remember, he died for us. All
yes.
of us. Hallelujah.
Yes, he, did.
He didn't
yes.
die for just certain
yes.
ones. Or those that spoke a certain way or looked a certain way. Hallelujah. But he died for every one of us. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
The whole world is in his hands. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He loves and cares for every one of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. In this story, we see the Good Samaritan was very willing to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Are we willing to get involved?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are we willing? Are we just open to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Praise God. Because we can
yes.
always ask him and believe him.
Amen.
He will show us. He will certainly show us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that, hallelujah, racism didn't hinder him. It didn't make him any difference. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whether he was friends with the Jews or not,
mm-hmm.
praise God. He was willing to use his own resources. He had money, praise God. So he was prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hallelujah. God had already prepared him.
Yes.
And as we know, he was generous. Praise God.
Amen.
He used his own means of travel to place the victim
yes.
over his own beast. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To get him further help than the help that he had already provided. So he was very willing. Praise God. He went out of the way to help. Hallelujah. He went the extra mile, so to speak. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He did more.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was hospitable, generous.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus is teaching us, hallelujah, to go and do likewise.
Yes,
praise
he
God.
Is. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes.
So we're to do the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we see a situation, it's not for us to try to figure it out, but to seek God and what to do.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
Because we know that we can all always do something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nowadays, praise God, we can even do more than what the Good Samaritan was able to do then.
Yes.
Praise God. We have better means of travel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Father, yes.
Most of us, and I would say all of us that really know Christ and really have accepted him into our lives, we're already blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we definitely have something that we can give. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we're not operating in our own means, our own, hallelujah. We're not operating in our own strength. Praise God. God gave this man the strength to pick up this man, hallelujah, that was sort of like dead weight.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave him the strength to pick him up. Okay?
Yes.
To
yes,
take
he
him
did.
Where he needed to go. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
How many of us can do that? Praise God.
Yes,
I know we're able, but from our heart.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us can do it? Praise God.
Lord, we do it.
Because this is a heart thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's a love thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we reflect back on hallelujah, how we were saved by grace, not of ourselves. Hallelujah. It took one, hallelujah, to do it all for us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What does it take for us to do the same?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
Thank
to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I'm going to go to, I think my time is up. I'm going to go to Isaiah, the 40th chapter, quickly. Isaiah 40. Hallelujah. And actually, I'm going to read 41 and 10, verse 10 first. Praise God. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my goodness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So while we're on our journey, we don't have to fear anything. Hallelujah. Just know to do good and do that God has given us to do for the sake of others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 13 says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. So he will help us, hallelujah, to help someone else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 17, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Hallelujah. But what he will do is he will use us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will use us to make the difference. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Isaiah, verse 40, the 28th verse says, has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might. He increases strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
No,
verse 31,
right.
The faith that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we can do it. We can do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can do what God would have us to do, and
yes,
that's to
amen.
Be a good neighbor. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right
thank
here.
You.
And I'm going to turn this part of the service back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook. But I'm going to advise you to read Romans 12, 1 and 2. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Taught us
Amen.
About the Good Samaritan. Amen. Because
yes.
he is the Good Samaritan.
Yes.
Jesus is standing before somebody this morning. And he's looking at you in your brokenness. And I came
yes.
to tell somebody this morning that he has already went the extra mile. He has already went
yes.
the distance for
yes.
you because he laid down his life at Calvary. And then he rose
yes.
on the third day with all power in his hand. And
Amen.
He said that for those of us that believe on him, we should not perish but have everlasting life. So right
yes.
now,
Amen.
As your good neighbor, I'm going to ask Minister Tina Brown to come forth and extend an invitation to salvation
you,
unto
Tina.
You this morning. Amen. Minister Tina, please
Amen.
Come forth.
Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace, just lifting up those who are in need of you right now, Lord, who want to come to you and make you
yes.
their Lord and Savior. All they
yes.
have to do is
yes.
follow along with me and say, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins.
Yes.
I ask that you become my Lord and Savior. Forgive me and wash me clean of the things that do not serve you, Lord. And I want to honor you the rest of my days. I know that your son, Jesus Christ, died on Calvary for me, so that I may be for the rest of my life, as long as I follow you and serve you, Heavenly Father. We thank you,
yes.
Lord, for
yes.
these people who
yes,
are coming to
Lord.
You today. And I ask
yes,
in the name
Lord
of Jesus,
God.
And I pray for these folks who would like to be saved by making you
yes.
their Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 Beautiful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you are sitting in our sanctuary this morning, you're sitting in the studio with us, and you would like to have a word this morning, we do have time for you to have a word, or if you would like to ask for prayer, kindly press your 1, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah, because this is the place where family and love rest, rules, and abide. We love you. We don't have to know you to love you. We don't have to know you to pray for you. We just know that God has commanded us to love one another as he first loved us. And we must remember
yeah.
that right now, now, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, intercessing on our behalf so that once we are saved, we can remain saved, hallelujah, through the
Amen.
Power of his grace and mercy and his Holy Spirit. So, hallelujah, we just praise everyone for being here. We praise God for everyone that was here in the sanctuary with us today, everyone that listened in the chat room, everyone that will listen around the world and rebroadcast. We just love you, and we want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for receiving us into your homes around the world. Now,
yeah.
if there be nothing else at this time, we would like to ask Mother Mitchell to bring us the benediction, and I will dismiss you. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Let the church of
amen.
God say amen. You are
listening
to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Shalene Cook. I was joined by Minister Tina Brown. Hallelujah. Minister Gladys McGee. Bishop Lester Carver. Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. And our anointed speaker of the day, Apostle Zeta Flowers. It is our fervent prayer that you would just have a beautiful and blessed week, that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And family, from my household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember that God loves you, and so do we. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory, saints of
Amen.
God. Another beautiful
God
service.
Glory.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you all. Amen. Thank you.
Beautiful message.
Amen.
Have a beautiful and blessed
Amen.
Day. We love
you, Bishop.
All.